Well, here we are at the All-Star Game, and we've just finished with the Coaches Hall of Fame ceremonies, and Indianola head coach Stacy Evans was inducted into the Coaches Hall of Fame. The first question is, there's got to be a lot of emotion. There's got to be a lot. Tell me what you feel right now.
I'm just excited. I'm happy for our community. I'm happy my family was all here. You know, it's pretty special too when you got a senior out there playing. But you look at the coaches that went in tonight, and you acknowledge the hard work and the effort. And I'm happy. I am. I'm full of emotion, but it's a good feeling. It's an honor.
It is an honor, and all the years that I have known you, and that I know, it's a lot of hard work goes into this. Tell us a little bit about this process, how you got, I know you started coaching here in 2000, there was a lot more before that, but talk a little bit about your career and where you're up until this year, today.
You know, I was pretty green when I first started out, and I will tell you that there's a lot of coaches that stood out there on that field tonight and congratulated me, and they were my mentors along the way. And, you know, my roots growing up, there was a lot of people that were in place that helped build me up as well. But, you know, I think I look at more my immediate family too, the sacrifices that they made, and their mom being away from me on the field or playing opposite fields when their mom is coaching. And those sacrifices are definitely something that I will hold dear, knowing that they didn't say, let's not support mom. I think they, you know, were fully invested in making sure that they knew that I loved what I was doing, and they wanted to continue to support that. And they're all here tonight to celebrate that same thing. So it's a good thing.
I like that when family, friends, everybody shows up for this type of an event, and it is a great honor. And I know that this is not all about softball. It is, because you're coaching this game, but talk a little bit about how coaching this game and softball and these young ladies over the years, the 20 plus 24 years that you have been coaching, the lives that you have impacted, and you don't have to name them, but I'm just saying how that goes into that. And part of the speech that was written, some of the things that you do, talk a little bit about that, those programs that you implement during the season.
Sure. You know, you've hit it right on the top, is the fact that, you know, it's not about wins and losses. It's about, you know, a culture that you create that is going to spread and become a network. And I think our athletes who continually come back to our games, we have coaches that are now on staff that were former players. It carries such a heavy place in my heart of everything that these teams have done for each other, and that they still all come back. You know, let's hope that next year, it's 25 years, you bring all those girls back. They've all sprinkled themselves within games, but talk about raising money for the Cancer Society, and I mean, we're 11 years in that, $40,000 plus dollars raising in the kids campaign. The give back stuff, we go to the Miracle League. Those are things that are beyond the runs and outs. It's stuff that these will suit these girls for future endeavors and become big leaders in our world. And I think that's the part that I think I want them to accomplish. That it's great to win ball games, but when you've got winners in the real world, that is something that I would rather hang my hat on.
Talk a little bit about, I know your family has sacrificed. I said something to Travis, your husband. I said, thank you. You did a great job being beside your wife. He says, my best thing is staying out of the way. But no, it's more than that. He does. I know that family is a lot of it. And that family carries over to the family of your current family that you've got, your coaching. Those young ladies, when I talk to them, they talk about family. And I think that's important. And you've instilled that into their culture.
Well, we definitely have a sisterhood, and I do. These girls are my family, and I will always have them as my blood. They bleed purple and gold. But when you have a good support system, just like our team, you know, they have coaches that are invested in them and they'll do anything to uplift them and get them to victory. And if they, you know, if it's a loss, we're going to learn to empower what a loss can feel like and make improvements to get us in the right column. But having a family back home, you know, I'm able to report to work every day and I invest a lot of time. Our season is, you know, you may open up with pitchers and catchers in January, but the season starts in May. You're at the grind all the time, and it helps. My husband is a coach. We're in the opposite seasons, and you know he's kind of holding down the fort while I'm in season, and we flip it in the winters, and I'm doing the same for him. But you know, you can go home and you can talk game plans, but he is a good listener. You know, and I do the same when it comes to basketball. So knowing that he's got my back, you know, with our three kids is an incredible thing to have in your pocket.
Well, Coach, it's a great honor to be able to stand here and talk to you. The years I've known you, I want to congratulate you on being into the Coaches Hall of Fame. Great honor, and I know well-deserved. And I'm going to give you the last final say here as I get ready to let you go here.
I just, you know, my name might be on this plaque, but Wilson, you've been with me for 24 years of my career. You have been my right-hand man. This community has wrapped their hands around me. Not that everybody always agrees with the coach, but they've definitely supported our system, and this is for them. I'm very thankful and appreciative of everything that this school and community has given, but especially your support. It means the world to me, so thank you.
Well, I thank you for that. And now I'm starting to get a little emotional. But anyway, that being said, again, congratulations. I appreciate everything you've done for these girls over the years. And like I said, 24 years is a long time. So anyway, we look forward to a few more.